Not all of them didn't get stable, but those that you fed and got milk from had a stable.
Mm-hmm. Work horses.
What about the place where you'd store corn?
Well, that would be on the first floor.
Uh-huh.
Call it a crib.
They'd call that a crib.
Uh-huh.
A corn crib.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a special place for storing grain?
Well, that was still a corn crib, because
mm-hmm.
you never moved it nowhere but from the corn crib to the grist mill to have bread made.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to feed the horses, you just went to the corn crib and got your armload of corn, go feed
mm-hmm.
your horse.
Say if you were taking corn to the mill to be ground, how much would you take at one time?
Bushel, two
uh-huh.
bushel.
Well, what?
How many did you
think? Well, do you ever hear another expression used referring to the amount that you'd take? Do you ever say, I'm going to take a...
Well, I'm going to take but a peck of corn today. We don't need very much next week.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
Load of corn.
Uh-huh.
That's when you put it in the wagon and haul it to the out of the field into the crib,
uh-huh.
corn crib.
Did you ever hear something called a granary or a granary?
Is that the place where you made the bread?
Well, I don't think they really have it in this part of the country. In some places it's
grist
a
mill.
Uh-huh.
Grist mill.
Uh-huh. Say if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
Load, a turn.
Okay. And if you had too much hay to put up in the barn, you could leave it outside. How?
You had to shuck.
Uh-huh. Well, how would you have it outside? You'd take a pole and... Do you remember seeing anything like that?
Well, I've seen peanuts when you pull them up, put them in a shock around a pole.
Uh-huh.
But...
You never saw hay?
Well, I've seen it after it's been put in bales, and if you didn't have a shed to put it in, you'd put plastic over it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that proves very successful. It gets too hot under there, sweats.
Yeah. What, where did the cows, where'd you turn the cows out to graze?
In pasture.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a fenced-in place inside the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
No, we always had we called it the lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just a big fenced-off place where the milk cows would come in.
Around the barn?
Around the barn.
Do you ever have a milk gap or cow pen?
Well, sometimes had some real mean cows that didn't want you to milk them. And we'd build a little hallway, a little frame, and you'd put them up in there, and you'd stand outside, milk through the crack,
mm-hmm.
hold your bucket, and, well, some cows would just kick you down. That's all there to it, if you didn't get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Some was just nice and gentle. You gave them a little feed, and they'd stand there, and you could milk them,
mm-hmm.
be through in a little bit, but if you had to... We call that a break,
mm-hmm.
a break to put a cow in to milk her, if she didn't want you to milk her.
What was the bucket that you milked in made out of?
Well, we milked in molasses can, or we milked in a 8-pound lard bucket, or either we have a galvanized bucket
mm-hmm.
that would hold more.
Mm-hmm.
And at times you took a little boiler and set your bucket on the ground, you milk in the little boiler and you got it full and you pour it in the bucket.